U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan bears full responsibility for the resurgence of Islamic State, a growing humanitarian crisis, and possible war crimes. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence plans to head to the Middle East as Turkey continues its attacks on Kurds in Syria. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Amid mounting bipartisan criticism of the U.S. military withdrawal from northern Syria that opened the door for Turkey's military assault on the Kurds, the White House launched a two-pronged initiative late Monday. The Trump administration announced sanctions on Turkey that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says are designed
to see an appropriate response.
Standing alongside Mnuchin outside the White House, Vice President Mike Pence told reporters,
"The president has directed me and Robert O'Brien to lead a delegation to Turkey in the immediate future."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
One of the latest to testify before Congress during the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Trump was Mr. Trump's former top aide on Russia and Europe, Fiona Hill. The hope by those questioning her is that she would possibly shed light on Trump's firing of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine back in May. This was held behind closed doors, and once again, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin has said that the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House should be public.
"While we can't talk about all the ins and outs, our position remains yet again, as we come out here after another deposition, that the American public should have been able to watch all of this live. And even if you're not going to allow the American public to watch it live, release the transcripts."
Last week, Yovanovitch, a career State Department diplomat, told lawmakers behind closed doors that Mr. Trump dismissed her based on unfounded and false claims after Mr. Trump's personal attorney, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, assailed her performance in Kiev. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters in Catalonia took to the streets and blocked Barcelona's airport Monday after Spain's Supreme Court sentenced nine separatist leaders to lengthy prison terms for their attempt to declare independence from Spain in 2017. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
Thousands poured into the streets of Barcelona on Monday to show their anger after Spain's Supreme Court in Madrid jailed nine Catalan separatist leaders to between 9 and 13 years each. Clashes broke out in front of police headquarters in Barcelona, where riot police cracked down on separatists in an effort to disperse the ocean of demonstrators. And protesters blocked the highway to the El Prat airport, with tensions bubbling over into the terminals. Protesters vowed this was only the beginning. In Madrid, however, some welcomed the sentences. The drive for independence in 2017 culminated in a banned referendum and a short-lived declaration of independence that triggered Spain's biggest political crisis in decades.
That is Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. Three American economists, including a married couple, have won the Nobel Prize in Economics for their work in helping address global poverty. Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
U.S.-based economist Esther Duflo made history on Monday when she became the second female winner of the Nobel Economics Prize and the youngest at 46 years old. She won it with her husband and fellow MIT colleague Abhijit Banerjee, as well as Harvard University researcher Michael Kramer, for their work on fighting poverty. The trio's work focuses on how poverty can be tackled by breaking it down into smaller and more precise questions. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, which awards the prize, said their work ranged from helping millions of school children to helping governments increase funding for preventative medicine.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate Tuesday. And this will be the fourth Democratic debate since June and will feature the largest group on stage for a single debate. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, a former hedge fund investor and environmental activist, will join the 10 Democrats who took part in the previous debate in September. It is likely that the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump will be a major focus of discussion Tuesday. Last week, former Vice President Joe Biden joined the other Democratic contenders in calling for the impeachment of Mr. Trump during a speech in Rochester, New Hampshire. House Democrats began that impeachment inquiry after a whistleblower complaint surfaced that focused on a phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you around Africa on this. As we start off today from the land of Ghana, Lady Fatu by Kobe Maxwell is what we're going to start off with. And right after that, Yolena by Adas featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And Ikole, the sound of the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. But let's enjoy this beautiful track now by the great Kobe Maxwell, Ghanaian international music and movie star, right here on The Voice of America. This is Lady Fatu.
Kobe Maxwell. Remix. Hey, Jolly. Sholele. Sholele. My madingo, na fusha, na huko wina mo. Me a good and win, you good and lost. Me a good and win, you good and lost. Oba Fatu, Lady Fatu. Mashibe, 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 mashibe. Sholele, Lady Fatu.
that way. You be my queen, oh. You be my lady, oh. African lady, lady, lady. Masibe, masibe. Masibe, masibe. Masibe, masibe. Sholele, 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 to Paris, to Paris, to Paris, sholele. Sholele, 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 sholele.
I signed it for this one, yeah. Now who gonna tell you to move? I signed it for this one, others. Therefore, now who gonna tell you to shake body, yeah.
Ekole by Oliver Ngoma, The Late from Gabon, and before that, Yulena by Adaz of Nigeria, featuring Flavor. And at the top, Lady Fatu from Kobe Maxwell's album, Do It, and that is right from Ghana. You are listening to Your Super Show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the African beats for you. Stay tuned.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I do feel this program, African Beat, on The Voice of America, with my brother, David Vanney. Make you no turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out the beat worthy right for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, wait there for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so.
But when it comes to lust,
welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America. And as you continue to listen to The African Beat, don't forget to send your emails to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. And tell us what you think about this show. Let's get the ball rolling right now. Zambe Malawu, the sound of Johnny Bash from the Democratic Republic of Congo is coming up. And right after that, Anamesh Betate by Shirin of Egypt. And In Discipline World, the sound of Vicky Fauna from Sierra Leone. But right now, Zambe Malawu by Johnny Bash of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
I took Jesus. Zambe Malawu. Zambe manamu,
Zambe zali manamu, Zambe.
Oh Yahweh na biso,
Yahweh.
Oh Zambe nangu ya,
Yahweh.
What then shall I give to you, Lord, for all the things you've done for me? Even when I turn away from you, still you call me by name. Sacrifie moi la mon saint yes ikolo ya basumu na ngai na yebi maneke na banya mabako yembe na yotata bilimba na mbapo nde kasi ya mikono yako ebongo ngai mwana na yoti na nini na yemba te tika na kumisa yo
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
In Discipline World, the sound of Sierra Leone's Vicky Fona. Right before that, Anamesh Betate by Shireen of Egypt. And at the top was Nzambe Malawu by Johnny Bashingezi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'm David Vandy and I'll be right back. The best music comes from Africa. And African Beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African Beat of The Voice of America, Monday through Friday.
African beats. African beats. African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Shut up.
All Walked Out by Makama Morandi of Tanzania, and before that, Akayimba Kali by Blue 3 of Uganda. Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA. Welcome back. Now let's take a trip to Conakry, Guinea, where we combine Aisha Kone of Mali and Sekouba Kandia. And this is Ambiance à Conakry. And right after that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wondersen, Aziti of Ethiopia featuring Abel. And we climax today, we get down tonight, the sound of Abida from Kenya. But right now, Ambiance à Conakry, the sound of Aisha Kone and Sekouba Kandia of Guinea.
Imate, imate.
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your 2 feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Get Down Tonight, the sound of a beater from Kenya. And right before that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wondersen, Aziti of Ethiopia featuring Abel, and at the top, Ambiance Conakry, Aisha Kone, and Sekuba Kandia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington saying bye-bye.
I'm Tommy McNeil.